USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
New cases of COVID-19 are on the rise in the U.S., with more than 61,000 new infections reported per day over the last week. That's up about 12% from a week ago. Dr. Amesh Adalja believes pandemic fatigue does play into the rise in cases, but says it's also being driven by younger people who aren't yet eligible for vaccination in many places. The infectious disease expert tells Fox News that even as the new wave of cases are less likely to result in hospitalizations or deaths, it should be an imperative to open up vaccination availability.
So we're going to see kind of a decoupling of cases from hospitalizations. And I think that's a good thing. However, we still have to be vigilant with these cases. We still have to test, trace, and isolate. And states need to be aggressive with getting vaccine out to those younger age groups because they're going to be what's driving the spread. And we need to move past those priority groups and really start thinking about mass vaccination.
This is USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it too. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance, and MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month. You might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by March 31st. You can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch like more than 400,000 people already have and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
U.S. Customs and Border Protection officials say they encountered nearly 30,000 unaccompanied minors on the southern border in February and are expecting more than 40,000 in the month of April as the crisis on the border continues to worsen. Representative Pat Fallon says the crisis is a product of bad immigration policy. The Texas Republican tells Fox News that President Biden's reversal of several policies that were controlling illegal immigration has led to the current surge at the border.
First and foremost, the Wait in Mexico policy, the migrant protection protocols were changed by the Biden administration to catch and release again, and that's a failed policy. Biden is also halting all the border wall construction. He's freezing all deportations, even those for convicted criminals and dangerous gang members. And he's making, he's crowing about having a path to citizenship for millions and making it easier for the folks across the border illegally to get welfare benefits. Those five things are acting as a gigantic magnet to bring people across the border illegally, or at least encouraging them to do so.
This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is calling for action on ghost guns.
Schumer says the Senate will take action on gun control measures in the wake of recent mass shootings, specifically expanding background checks, but there are steps that can be taken without Congress.
There's something that can be done immediately, right now, and they involve ghost guns. What are ghost guns? Ghost guns are kits that you can assemble. They're as easy to buy and even easier to assemble than Legos. But there is no regulation.
Schumer says ghost guns have already been used in crimes in his state, and New York Attorney General Letitia James has taken strong action to prevent them by sending cease and desist letters to the companies behind websites selling the kits. Schumer added the Biden administration can take steps to require registration and close the federal loophole. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
NASCAR's return to dirt racing will have to wait one more day. Sunday's Cup Series race at Bristol was postponed to Monday after several inches of rain fell in the area, turning the Tennessee clay track into a mud pit. The green flag is now scheduled to fall at 4 p.m. Monday afternoon on the Cup Series' first race on a dirt track since 1970. And UCLA is on to their first Elite Eight since 2008. The 11-seeded Bruins toppled second-seeded Alabama in overtime 88-78 to advance. They'll take on top-seeded Michigan Tuesday in the East Regional Final. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.